Workout Wednesday, Day Late, brought to you by Custom Fit. Want to look good, eat good, feel good? Go to CustomFit.ca. Now, there's been a lot of speculation over the years when it comes to eating before working out and in connection with losing body fat, that not eating breakfast or being in a fasted state will actually help you lose body fat quicker. Any truth to this?
Well, Gregor, it's an interesting area of research, and the short answer on this one is it's not clear-cut. But it depends very much on what your exercise goals are, you know, as far as the type of exercise that you're going to engage in and whether this might work or not. So, for example, like if you're going to go and do like 90 minutes plus like running or aerobic activity and expect to sort of finish that activity before, you know, you eat breakfast, like you might need a little gas in the tank to accommodate that. But there's some research suggesting that if you're going to exercise moderate to intense aerobic activity between 45 and 90 minutes while you're in this fasted state, like so you could run, bike, or walk before breakfast, and a fasted state would be considered to be the time after complete digestion, and that usually takes about 3 to 5 hours. And then we'd need a few hours to have your blood sugars reach like a baseline level. So, for example, like if you sleep all night for 7 to 9 hours, you should be in a fasted state by the time you wake up in the morning and then go engage in your aerobic activity. So that's kind of the thought. So, and what happens there is like the theory is that you're able to burn more body fat when you're in that fasted state because you've got more fat available as a fuel source. So when that happens, you're gonna burn more fat. And it's interesting, too, when I talk to clients, Gregor, at the studio, and we're doing like an evaluation of their eating habits and things like that, unknowingly, a lot of people are doing their exercise in the morning, and they are in a fasted state because a lot of them don't eat breakfast before they come and do their early morning, you know, training, or they, you know, go for a run. So in the early research is kind of suggesting, and a few studies have come up with the same conclusion, that they're burning more fat during the workout, but they're burning more fat after the workout as well. So it does look promising, but it needs a bit more research just obviously to be certain.
Okay, so then if you look at it, why are we able to burn more fat on an empty stomach?
Well, and that's it. So when you're in this fasted state, you're going to be a little bit depleted of glycogen and things like that. So the only thing that's kind of available is the fat. So you're just going to use that as a source of energy to do your physical activity. You're just going to be able to draw on it more readily. So that's why you're able to burn it as a fuel source and have more access to it, because that's all there is left when you're in that fasted state.
Yeah, well, how much does it connect then with a good night's sleep?
Well, I mean, obviously having a good night's sleep is imperative. And then for most of us now, just because of technology and phones and tablets and TVs in the bedrooms and things like that, we don't get a quality REM sleep like we used to before we had all this blue light being emitted from our tablets and so on. So if you're not getting, you know, good sleep, it could have some bearing on your energy levels. But as far as your blood sugars being low and reaching these baseline levels that we need to be in a fasted state, it really wouldn't affect that part of it as much. But you might not have as much energy, obviously.
Okay. So what do you recommend then when it comes to combining fasting and exercise?
Well, here's the thing. I guess I'd let people be aware of the fact that it is a fairly new area of study. It needs a little bit more long-term evaluation before we can recommend it as an appropriate course of action for the general population as it relates to fat loss. And even, you know, for performance goals, it still needs study. And a lot of the studies, Gregor, in fact, most of them were done on men. So hormonal differences in women would provide like a different outcome.
Okay.
Then also the research was done on specifically aerobic activities. None of the studies were done on weight training, for example, and fasting. So weight training, again, is going to offer a completely different outcome. And let's say that your goal was to build a little bit more muscle mass and then support the lean muscle tissue that you have. Bodybuilding, obviously, or weight training requires more energy, more gas in the tank. And lastly, regardless of what the research is saying, some people are not going to feel comfortable exercising on an empty stomach. It just doesn't feel good to some people. So if you need a small pre-exercise meal to make sure that you can keep the intensity up, you know, even 200 to 300 calorie snack about 30 to 60 minutes before your exercise would be a good idea. And a good example, small bowl of oatmeal, maybe a half a cup of yogurt with your favorite kind of fruit on it would work. Or even a good dense whole grain toast with peanut butter works very well. And just stay away from high-fat foods, Gregor, because they're too hard to digest before a workout. And typically, if somebody's feeling uncomfortable in their stomach, their exercise routine is just not going to be all that intense. It won't be very good.
One other quick one, and I don't know if you have time in this. But do you know anything about ketogenic dieting? Have you looked into that?
Well, we have, and that is some of the stuff now that elite-level endurance athletes are looking into. And again, it's a new area of study, and there's fasting involved in that as well. And if any of your listeners were to Google that, Gregor, and just at the front end of the search, Google like scholarly research on the topic, and then you'll cut through like all the junk, and you'll get some fairly interesting reading on the topic.
Yeah, because a lot of bodybuilding doing it, right? Because it kind of forces the body to burn fat over carbs, right?
Right. And again, I would be caution people about this just because sometimes you can be in a depleted state and obviously a little energy deficient. And for people that have not had a great deal of experience with this methodology, you can become or get some hypoglycemic responses when you start to work out intently. And I've seen people actually go down on the gym floor when they're trying to work out where they're at an energy deficit. So I do a little research on this and maybe work with a trainer or a dietitian just to have someone guide you through it properly for sure. But the Google search would be interesting. There's some interesting reading right available at your fingertips for sure on the topic.
Woods, good stuff, man. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Thanks, Gregor.